It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Atomic Arcade have posted an interview with studio art director Josh Nitzy about the Snake Eyes video game. Atomic Arcade, the game studio dedicated to the next G.I. Joe Snake Eyes AAA video game, have posted an interview with their studio art director, Josh Nitzy, on their website. The interview discusses Mr. Nitzy's introduction to art and how he got into video game development, and also briefly covers his work on the Snake Eyes game so far. His work has even covered concept art for films, including Marvel properties and Hasbro IPs like Transformers and G.I. Joe. Josh explained, "When I first started in film, I was one of the first people using 3D in concept art. Coming from games, it didn't seem that innovative to me, but it gave me a leg up, especially on the Transformers films. In my film work, I've been able to help reimagine many older IPs for modern audiences. I like the challenge of figuring out what elements to play up, what to drop, and what new things to introduce. I worked a bit on the first two G.I. Joe films and found I had a different vision from the direction they went with. I hoped for a more mature and realistic take, which was a huge reason I was interested in joining this project, to be able to bring to screens the Joe universe I have always wanted to see." He was also asked about the inspiration for the game, which he replied, "IP-wise, I'd say our main source of inspiration is the comics. They have been able to explore Snake Eyes and Joe from a more serious and mature tone. The toys and cartoons still have a soft spot in our hearts, though. We look at a lot of other games like Call of Duty, Metal Gear, and Ghosts of Tsushima. Of course, we draw a lot of environmental inspiration from various films, but I don't want to mention them because it would probably give away too much about what we are doing." The interview also discussed some of the technical aspects of the game. The new features of Unreal 5 are impressive and are allowing us to get better fidelity on screen faster than ever before. We are having to adjust our ways of working, but ever-changing technology is one of the main exciting things about game development. Procedural art and animation are high on our priority list. We want to work as smart as we can and let automation help wherever possible. He had some exciting words about the project also, adding, "I really like our version of this universe. There are so many awesome things to pull from the G.I. Joe IP. We are going bold and new, but also honoring what makes Joe iconic. I think we have something special happening with our studio, and it's amazing to be a part of it. The talent we have been able to attract is incredible, but we also have a wonderful culture of caring, cool people. I'm excited to see what our team is able to do together. This makes me very optimistic about the game, and I genuinely cannot wait to start seeing art and even gameplay at some point. It's not clear when we will start seeing those sorts of things, but the talk is ramping up now, so hopefully it won't be too much longer. The development clock started in January 2022, according to GM and creative director Ames Kirshen in his interview, which was posted a month or so ago, so I wouldn't expect to see anything solid until 2024. You can read both interviews on their website, links in the description. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for this game? What do you want to see them do? What's your favourite G.I. Joe video game, and why is it Rise of Cobra? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will have more unboxing videos this week, as well as name only reveal deep dives for Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard, and more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.